Here in Cleveland, homeless shelters have relocated people at high risk for coronavirus to motels in an effort to protect them and the people at the shelters. James Harrison has been homeless for about a year, and he's now happy to have his very own room.
It's a nice motel, very nice motel.
He's had issues with his health for years and is recovering from surgery. He can't make it to a polling station, nor can he write well enough to fill out a mail-in ballot. He says he's not the only one at his motel in that situation.
You got quite a few people in here that's handicapped like myself, and it's going to be difficult for us.
Harrison says he feels gun violence in Cleveland has gotten so bad and healthcare so hard to obtain, he wants to have some kind of influence with the people who make the policies.
My vote counts, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't voted since I was able to vote. I ain't never voted. This would be my first time voting.
One problem many people who are homeless have in voting is they don't have an address to receive absentee ballots. But Harrison is one of around 150 people who will now be able to vote, thanks to a registration drive aimed at giving homeless people a voice. The Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless is coordinating an effort to let homeless people use the addresses of local shelters and churches to register and receive ballots. Coalition spokesperson Molly Martin says it's a two-step process.
In order to even get a ballot to send by mail, people have to send in that ballot application. So we try to streamline the process.
Once the ballots are filled out, Martin says her organization cannot legally collect or deliver them to a drop box or polling place.
It is a really big barrier for people who are in shelter or in a hotel who aren't really leaving very frequently.
In Ohio, there have been legal battles over placement of drop boxes and the circumstances under which poll workers can collect ballots. It's tricky for the coalition to navigate because they want to follow all the rules. Martin says volunteers are arranging transportation for homeless voters, and her coalition is supplying donated postage to ease the balloting process. As for James Harrison, he's touched by those efforts.
Now I feel like it's the time for me to go in there and voice my opinion. But I do need a little help.
That little help goes a long way, homeless advocates say, to making sure the democratic process is accessible to everyone. For NPR News, I'm Taylor Haggerty in Cleveland.